The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Christina, and she is over at Michigan Works. Christina, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell us what you do over there at Michigan Works and what a typical day is like for you.
Sure. Yeah. So I recently was just promoted to manager of talent. So I'm the manager of the talent team over at Michigan Works, and our team helps people get employed, helps them receive funds for training, helps them with barriers that they may have, and just helps them with their resumes and getting a job overall in general at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things, a lot of new things that people have to, you know, think about when it comes to trying to find a job and different aspects of that. So there are a lot of people looking for jobs, looking for a lot of the stuff that you're offering and able to help people with on a regular basis, education, training. I understand Michigan Works has some additional opportunities for those that would like some assistance. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we've got additional services. We've got for youth, and we could help with the youth through Youth Build or the Bridge Academy. Excuse me. We also have programs that where if you're just struggling or you've got a barrier you're trying to get removed, to be helped to get on that next stage of life. We just focus on all of those. Focus on removing barriers, whether it be transportation, whether it be job interview skills, resume tips. You're not sure how to present yourself at an interview. We try to really help you feel comfortable so you can go ahead and get that next position.
Yeah, and now with different aspects that are added to it, I mean, some people usually are used to, okay, I go in, I apply for a job, I, you know, maybe I do something online ahead of time. But a lot of times, you don't even have those phone interviews. They end up being a Zoom interview. So there's an added extra maybe pressure a little bit and preparation that is needed. So you guys are able to help with stuff like that and how to prepare for that. And I mean, really dressing for success, maybe even for the Zoom interview, you just have to look presentable from the waist up.
Exactly. Yes. And we have our clothes closet. So, you know, maybe you got an interview and you've been down on your luck. You just don't have anything nice you want to wear. You come in and get a new outfit from the clothes closet so you can feel confident when you go into that interview, top or bottom. You know, we've got all sorts of outfits, shirts, dresses, pants, all of it.
Right. And it's so important. And there's some people that may have lost their job and maybe they've been working in the workforce or at that specific job for a long period of time. So a refresher is always good for them to have. And I mean, what would you say as far as resume? Should people, even if they have a job currently, should they be updating that on a regular basis instead of just when they need a job?
Yes, yes, always. You should always be updating your resume. Anytime you use a skill, you have a new skill, you did a project, you worked in a new group, you got picked for something, anything that's relevant to who you are and how you can bring something to another team or even the team you're in and just leveling up to the next level position. You should always be adding those skills. And I do tell people, you know, don't always just focus on, well, I had this job for this long, so how are they going to really see who I am? Mm-hmm. That's fine. Do a functional resume where you highlight those skills. And then at the end, you kind of say, well, yeah, this is where I worked. And for all the years, I've used all of these skills.
Yeah. And really thinking about maybe that next job and kind of shaping that resume to help make sense for the job that you want. And yeah, and same always, like for you, too. I mean, you got a promotion. So it's like keep track of that stuff because it's a lot easier to update it as you go throughout your career and whatever job you're at than, you know, 5 years down the road, okay, you lost your job.
But it's like,
what did I do in 2018?
Exactly.
I know I did something really cool in October of 2018, but trying to remember all that stuff is a big thing. And keeping that up to date, that timeline of what you've done and your accomplishments and jobs and things like that is always good. Now, what about requirements? So all these great services that you guys have at Michigan Works that are available to people, are there any sort of requirements in order to get some of these services?
So for just our one-stop walk-in services, you want to get your resume updated, you're looking for maybe to look at the clothes closet. Those, you do not have to have any requirements. It's to show up and be ready to be open and willing to listen to what help we can offer. If you're in a specific program, there may be requirements based upon your age or your income. But once you got into our office and once we were able to kind of see what needs you had and where we could help you at, then you would get a little bit more about what specific eligibility requirements are met. But just to come in and get a job, get help looking for a job, updating your resume, you don't have to have any requirements. Just got to get down to see us.
That's wonderful. And I like we mentioned, you mentioned Youth Build and things like Bridge Academy. There's some more specific requirements as far as age and eligibility, as far as some of those programs, right?
Correct. Yep. But let's say if you're looking at our WIOA program for training, that you just have to be over 16 to be a youth WIOA. Or you have to be over 24 to be an adult WIOA. So there's some rules that are kind of more specific, but it's just based upon it being a youth program versus an adult program.
Okay. What if I currently have a job and I just want to maybe get more skills that maybe is not offered through my employer? Is there something I can learn more with Michigan Works?
So right now at Michigan Works, we don't have a skills building within, but we could let you use our computers. So you could go ahead and do an online training. Or let's say you were going to upskill yourself and go through a third party LMC, SNC, a different training institution. And we could potentially help pay for that training in that sense.
Yeah, that stuff is the resources are out there. And I think more and more people should take advantage of this stuff, because I know so many people I've ever talked to, they're like, I just lost my job. And it's like, well, there's things you could do. I mean, and Michigan Works is not just, hey, I need a job. There's a lot of different
hey,
elements.
Hey, I need a job with training.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's get you the training and then we'll get you that job.
Yeah. Yeah. The hurdles that you have to jump through or hoops that you have to jump through and hurdles you have to get over when it comes to getting a new job are a lot easier to get over if you use the resources that are available to you with Michigan Works. So if I'm somebody that's maybe interested in taking advantage of some of these services, where do I go? Where do I get started? And how do I take advantage of this?
Yeah, so we've obviously, you can walk into our buildings. We've got an office in Paw Paw. We also have an office in Benton Harbor. So you can come right into our office. But let's say you work, you got kids at home, so you need to just do something online. All of our services are virtual now as well. So you could just visit our website at www.michiganworks, well, miworks.org. And you can click on all of our links, training, student, youth. And then from there, you can get more information about an individual program. There's also on our main side, maybe you're just like, I just need help with getting food assistance, or I just need help with getting clothes. Perfect. Go to that webpage again, www.miworks.org, and scroll down. There's a little section that says looking for help. You just fill out that section with your name, your contact information, click submit, and one of our talent enrollment specialists will be back with you and kind of see what your need is and how we can direct you from there.
That's wonderful. And what if transportation is an issue? If I can't, it's maybe not sure about not only getting to Michigan Works, but maybe if I have an issue with maybe getting to a job, you kind of help me with that stuff?
Yeah, there are different programs that we have available that we could help you with, transportation funds potentially. Again, and those are those other programs we talked about. You know, if you're enrolled in another program, we've got so many services that we can dig into to really help you get to those destinations, get to those places so you're not missing appointments, not missing work, not missing things that, you know, are really important to the life, to your life status.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of those things that some people don't think about and don't realize are available to them. And there are some people that, you know, maybe stick into a job that they don't like anymore and they want to change, but maybe they're unsure about switching to a new job because of all those things. Like, well, I got to make sure I'm providing for my family. I got to make sure I'm doing this. Maybe I don't have the skills in order to get a new job. Well, it's not true, because you guys really have a lot of really good stuff that's available, right?
You do. Yes, you do. And a good example I like to use, Donnie, is sometimes I have family members who are stay-at-home moms, and they worry about going back into the workforce. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years. I don't know what skills I can bring to the table. Mm-hmm. What? You've wrangled all these kiddos, you've set schedules, you've met deadlines, you've budgeted your bills, you've taken care of the house. Like, all of those skills are transferable skills. Can you organize? If you took care of your house, you can organize. So if somebody's looking for a secretary to organize their office, boom, just because you weren't in the workforce doesn't mean you don't have that skill. So don't ever sell yourself short. use your skills to your advantage.
No, that's a huge thing that I think people don't even realize that managing of a family, even if it's a family business too, a lot of that stuff is something that is a huge skill that a lot of employers are probably looking for that right person. So the right person could be you. You just got to hone that in and polish that resume, all of those other skills that are available to you with Michigan Works. Now, Christina, if I want to find more information, and like you said, a lot of that stuff is available to us, whether you come into your office or give you a call, or what's the phone number I could call if I wanted to get more information?
Sure. Yeah. Our main line is 269-927-1799 or 269-927-1064. And either one of those lines will get you to Michigan Works. And like I said, we'll have somebody answer and we can kind of talk with you about what you're looking for and then direct you from there.
And like we said, the great resources and kind of the programs we've brushed on available at your website. What is that website one more time?
Yeah, sure. www.miworks.org.
Well, wonderful. Well, Christina, always good to talk to you. Congratulations on the promotion, by the way. That's really great. And you are just one of the many people that are great at Michigan Works that we'd love to talk to. But thank you so much for spending some time to chat with me about it. And if I don't see you beforehand, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. You have a great one.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.